98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
The 28th of January, we are at the tail end of the first month of the year. A lot of people now quietly deleting social media posts with their resolutions and their ins and their outs, and there's no evidence at all, you know, to be like, oh, I never said I was going to do that. But what a lot of people have done this year is a thing called Trianuary.
Where
you don't give something up, but you take up something new.
Ah, yes, very
so
good.
So like, you know, a hobby, skill, sport, you know, whatever
year's
you're
resolutions
into.
Can just go from 0 to 100. It's actually quite nice to look at it like that. Try something new.
Yeah. So we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you've tried something new for the month of January, it can be anything at all. We've got some IMC cinema passes up for grabs. If you send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. You could have tried, honestly, anything at all, whether it's a new food, an exercise, maybe trying to listen less to some nonsense, I don't know, whatever it is. Reb, have you tried anything this month?
Tried this month. I've tried a bit, but they're all kind of boring things. Like, I've tried making overnight oats every day instead of just having porridge on its own. It's a bit boring.
Yep.
So I've also tried using glass jars instead of plastic Tupperware.
The one that's shaped like a strawberry.
I totally think that it improves the flavour.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating me oats and it just tasted like plastic.
It tastes like lunchbox. It's not a good vibe.
Oh, that taste of lunchbox really brings me back to primary school.
Yeah.
What else have I tried? Oh, do you know what I actually have taken up? It's kind of a random one, but I'm learning how to read tarot cards.
Yes.
So I've always done readings, but they've been angel cards or kind of fortune cards.
Yeah.
And I'm really immersing myself into learning all of the symbolism of tarot.
There's
78 cards, so many meanings. They change their meaning if they're reversed. It's a random one, but I mean, I'm just a bit mystical. So that's what I have actually been doing in January.
That's a great new thing to try.
What have you tried?
I've tried taking the stairs at work every morning.
I
actually started this in December. I was like, oh, what will I do for the new year? And I don't do something every year. And basically, Phil Egan has taken the stairs in work every single day as long as he's worked here.
Actually, now that you say it, Phil, I always meet Phil coming out of the stairs.
You'd come out of the lift and Phil would come down the stairs. So I started taking the stairs. And so that's what I've tried this January. Now, I do get to my desk in the morning and I'm like, good morning, Russell. Hi, Rebecca.
Does it wake you up?
It doesn't wake me up. It does a bit.
Is it getting easier?
I feel like the bum is a little bit firmer.
Oh, good for you.
I try to run up them.
Like a shelf.
Monday and Tuesday, I walk them. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I kind of get faster as the week goes on. And then it slows down again every Monday. So that's what I've tried.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we'd love to hear. What have you tried for Trianuary? Send us a WhatsApp voice note. It just reminds me of Kim Cattrall in Sex and the City.
I'll try
anything once.
Yes.
Send us a WhatsApp voice note 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
And this morning we're talking about Trianuary. We want to know, what's that thing that you've taken up this month? The new thing that you've tried for your chance to win a pair of IMC cinema passes. Brendan's tried taking the stairs and work instead of the lift.
Yeah, bum's feeling a bit more firm.
And I'm learning how to read tarot cards.
You'll have to do mine.
Yes, written in the stars, my love.
Here's Christine.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. The thing I'm trying for January, I'm going back for the toured week this Saturday, is high rock. I do it with my other sister. We're the eldies in the class, but I do it with my older nieces and nephews, and we have a great time at AF Dublin 11. So go me and Olive. And the other thing is, we're still alive after it.
Go Christine and
That's
Olive.
Absolutely amazing.
High rocks is all the rage.
Yeah.
Here's Breed.
I get off at the stop before I normally get off. When I'm on the bus coming home, so I can walk that little bit extra.
Getting those few
Genius.
Steps in. Swinging the arms, Breed. Donny's in Shankill.
Hey guys, I've tried to be rich for this January. It didn't work out, didn't win anything. So I'm still stuck in traffic, going to work. Take care.
I know, I've tried to be rich.
Yeah, I've tried.
There's still time.
There is. Orla's in Ballyfermot.
Hey guys, well, I tried to be fit this month, January, Trianuary, whatever you call it. because I have a big birthday coming up this weekend and I'll be 50. But anyway, in this weather, all I can do is cover these, so it looks like I'll be fat and 50 instead of
50. Stop it.
But I don't care. I'm happy. You're going to have a great weekend.
Orla, as long as you're happy, you're going to be 50 and fabulous.
50 and fabulous. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Sorry, also, turning 50 on a bank holiday weekend.
Woo! Watch out, Ballyfermot. And Owen's in Dublin 17.
I've tried boxing this January. Now I have double plantar fasciitis, a rotator cuff injury, finger injury, a hip injury, and I strained a muscle on my back yesterday.
but I'm enjoying it.
Well, Owen, do you know what? The only place for you now is in a dark, quiet cinema. So we're going to send you some IFC cinema passes as you rest those injuries. Thanks to you, Orla, Donny, Breed and Christine. You're all off to the movies thanks to IMC.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about the Chinese New Year.
Yes, I am. First this morning, though, great news. If you're gluten intolerant and love a bit of Colin, M&S are finally bringing out a gluten-free Colin the Caterpillar.
Oh!
I'm not even gluten-free and I'm excited about this. I don't know why.
Is it because the Colin doesn't agree?
Excuse me. So I love Colin. If you've listened to the show for a few years, you will know that I love Colin, but Colin doesn't love me.
Yeah. And sometimes just I buy Brendan a mini Colin for his birthday now, not the full cake.
Yeah, I just get a mini one for the occasion.
This is a new one for you to try, Brendan.
Moving on from my internal issues, the Made Without Wheat Colin should be on the shelves from today. The 28th of January is launch day.
Nice.
The supermarket says it's been working on making a wheat-free Colin for 5 years.
Wow. It's probably really hard to get the flavour right.
Well, this is what they've been working on. So they wanted the supplier who's made the OG Colin for over 35 years.
Gosh.
He's nearly as old as me. They wanted the same people to make this one as well, right? So they had to work with them to build a separate factory because you obviously can't have the cross-contamination.
Mm-hmm.
So a few writers who work at the Metro in the UK, that newspaper / online publication, they got to taste it ahead of it going on sale.
Did they now?
So in a blind test, 5 out of 7 of them correctly spotted the gluten-free Colin.
Okay.
Not great.
Yeah, but sometimes there's a slight, I suppose, maybe texture difference.
And there you have it. They described him as a little bit grainier.
Okay.
So maybe that would be good. Do you know?
We need to get you one.
We do. However, they all agreed that he tastes delicious and they said you probably wouldn't notice if you weren't looking for it, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he would agree with me. Do you remember at the time that I saw a man sitting on a low wall in the Docklands eating a full-size Colin the Caterpillar like a chicken fillet roll?
Like a roll.
He was holding it like a roll was just eating. If I have one slice, I'm gone. Could you imagine? He was just like,
don't try that at home. We all love a bit of Colin, but not that much. Not that much, Colin.
Finally this morning.
I look forward to us trying that. Your birthday is coming up.
It is coming up. Maybe I'll go gluten-free for my birthday. Finally this morning, just a couple of weeks to go till people celebrate the Lunar New Year, marked by many all over the world, but the biggest celebrations will be held in China.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of decorations, countless fireworks and brand new calendars have been made ahead of Feb 17th. But there's one popular toy that's become a bestseller by accident.
Oh!
So one factory has designed a soft pony-shaped teddy to mark the year of the horse. But there's a problem.
Oh!
A worker mistakenly sewed a few of the horse's smiles on upside down.
That's not a good omen for the new year.
For your pleasure, I've printed a photo of them. You can Google these.
Oh my gosh, they're so cute, but they look really sad.
They look really sad.
Oh,
so,
poor chickens.
The company thought it would have to issue refunds and destroy the upside down smiley toys. But after one person posted their sad horse online, they've gone viral. Now everyone wants one. So the sad horse has become an instant meme. Young people in China who joke that its gloomy expression fits the reality of modern workers. So the factory is now making even more of the sad horses to meet surging demand.
Rather than an A for
them. So it's got a golden collar, it's red for good luck, and it has the phrase "money comes quickly" on its body in golden letters.
And it has a little bit of hair.
Yeah, it's really cute. So on Tuesday, Feb 17th, we're going to shed the year of the snake.
Oh, I can't
which
wait.
Which means, and you'll know this from the tarot and, you know, all the numerology and everything, we're saying goodbye to instability, emotional chaos, money problems and relationship dramas.
Oh, it's all go.
The year of the horse is set to bring a fast-paced social year.
Nice.
With increased career growth and travel.
That's what we like to hear.
Let's just hope there's no reason to be sad like
more
the horse.
More money, more holidays. Let's go.
That is more money for more holidays. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Lots of glamour.
A soundproof booth.
And incredible prizes.
98FM.
Why, hello there and welcome to Matchy Matchy, the most glamorous game on the radio. It's your chance to win fabulous prizes. You won't get these anywhere else.
No.
All you need to do is come on air and match three words with either myself or Brendan.
I haven't been to the soundproof booth in quite some time.
Oh, he's on the hard sell. Fair enough, you haven't.
I haven't been in ages.
And we haven't had a win for ages either.
It's for a long time, come on.
Well, if someone finally matches three words, they'll win all of these. It's time for the big shop with this €200 grocery voucher.
Win a Dyson Airwrap.
A motor racing voucher.
A cheese board and designer candle.
Become a traitor in your own home with these traitor's cloaks.
Make soup with this soup maker.
Ooh. I will. After I look after my muscles with this powerful massage gun.
And clear your diary because you're about to spend the morning feeding a group of alpacas. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, I don't know what happened with the between the alpacas and AI, Rebecca and Brendan at the
and
end
the
there.
And the massage gun.
And the massage. There was a lot going on.
A lot going on.
Thank you, AI us. And good morning to Lynn, who's in Balbriggan. You're on 98FM, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Lynn. But we hear that you had a bit of a shocker yesterday with the commute. What happened?
Yeah, just a tad. Got stuck in a few puddles.
Oh.
And I lost my reg plate on my car.
Lynn!
Did you get it back?
No, I have no idea where it is.
It's floated through.
It just floated away.
Oh, it's probably in the sea.
There goes
point.
My red place.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I just got out of my car and I was like, oh, it's gone.
Oh, no. Is today's commute a bit better?
No, because the M1 is completely backed up.
Is it? Oh, no, yes. Lynn. Imagine if you're driving along and you just see your own reg plate.
Yeah, I was surprised I didn't see it on Facebook last night. Anybody knows this?
Going for a few euro.
Oh, yeah. You might come across it this
morning.
You'd
have to be in dodgy groups to see that, I'd say, Lynn.
Yeah.
Are you in any dodgy groups, Lynn?
No.
Lynn, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'm going to pick Brendan.
Lynn, thank you so
Brendan.
Much. I'm delighted. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, brilliant stuff. Brendan off to the soundproof booth for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, Lynn in Balbriggan on the M1.
Yeah.
Your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy, type.
Type.
T-Y-P-E.
Typewriter.
Typewriter. Your second word, honey.
Oh. Honeycomb.
Honeycomb. And your third word, cork.
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 Screw.
Cork screw. Okay, we have typewriter, honeycomb, cork screw. Are you happy to lock in those three words this morning?
Yeah, go for it.
We're locking them in. And we are fetching Brendan from the soundproof booth. Making his way back in now.
How are you?
Get comfy there.
Thank you. No reg plate in the soundproof booth, but there was some fluffy dice.
Oh, lovely. Okay, Brendan, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy, type.
Type. Writer.
Typewriter. Your second word?
Mm-hmm.
Honey.
Honey. Honey bee.
Honey bee. And your third word? Cork.
Cork. Oh, cork. I'm going to say cork boards.
Cork board. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Lynn in Balbriggan looking for her reg plate?
How did we do?
Did we?
Yeah,
okay.
You did. Lynn went honeycomb and corkscrew.
Corkscrew is a brilliant one.
Very good.
I was going to say cork stop, but I don't even know if that's a word. What's a cork stop? Is that what you put on the top of a bottle of wine? Is that a cork?
I think
I don't know. Anyway, Lynn, I'm so sorry we didn't do it and that we couldn't find your reg plate, but thank you for sending me to the soundproof booth. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Lynn. Cheers,
Lynn.
Keep us updated,
will you?
Oh, yeah, I will.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Thank you.
It wasn't to be this morning, but maybe tomorrow we'll finally do it.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, our next guest has spent years messing with people's minds in the best way possible. One of the world's best known hypnotists, he's helped everyone from celebs to skeptics rethink how their brains work. And he's bringing his live show to Dublin in March. Paul McKenna, welcome to 98FM. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Lovely to speak to you this morning, Brendan, Rebecca. I hope you guys are good too.
Oh, thanks for joining us, Paul. Paul, when did you first get into hypnosis?
Well, I was a radio broadcaster like you. And I went to interview back in the 1980s, the local hypnotist, because I was very, very stressed out. I'd broken up with my girlfriend, had a row with my boss, I wasn't sleeping properly. And it was amazing. He said, look, rather than you interview me, why don't I hypnotize you? And I said, okay, knock yourself out. I was benevolently skeptical. And I sat back and relaxed. And suddenly I felt so peaceful and calm and all my burdens lifted. And it felt wonderful, a bit euphoric. Mm. And I thought I'd had my eyes closed for 5 minutes, but it had been half an hour. So when I woke up out of this trance feeling fantastic, I asked him if I could borrow some books, and I read books. And initially, I would hypnotize, you know, my friends or people at parties to do daft things, you know, dance around like a ballerina or something like that, or think a broom was their favorite supermodel or something. But then I started using it to help people to improve their lives, to quit smoking, lose weight, overcome anxiety and things like that.
Is there a main reason people come to you? Is there still one particular thing people come to you about?
Do you know, the big thing right now is anxiety. You know, so many people have it, or self-sabotage and imposter syndrome, you know, confidence, self-belief, those sorts of things. And hypnosis is really, really powerful for helping people, you know, people who want to get over things too, you know, if they've had some sort of problem like a bereavement or some sort of trauma. But, you know, some people also come to me because they're already in very good shape, but they want to be even better. They want to be even more motivated. They want to be, athletes call it being in the zone, you know, when you're in that peak state of performance, and they want to be able to learn to switch that on at will.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. And you've worked with a lot of public figures and famous people over the years. Is there anyone that you would love to hypnotize who you haven't met yet?
Do you know, I think I've met just about everyone I've ever wanted to meet. But I can't think of anyone. You know, I mean, occasionally I get a call from, say, a big movie star or rock star, you know, that I've, and I think, ooh, well, yes, you can come over. And, you know, once the work is done, I then drive them mad with questions, you know.
Is there anyone who is hard to hypnotize?
Do you know, I've never found it hard to hypnotize anybody, but sometimes it's hard to cure somebody of something. You know, some disorders are much harder to treat than others. Like, it's really easy to quit smoking. It's pretty straightforward to lose weight. But things like eating disorders, clinical depression, you know, OCD, those sorts of things, those take months often to treat. But, you know, I can count on one hand, in the last 25 years, the amount of people I haven't been able to cure.
That's phenomenal. And tell us about your show that's coming to Dublin in March.
Well, you see, it's a live coaching event. It's one day with me. I don't do this much these days. I've sort of semi-retired from it all, really. But, you know, I still, like, you know, I love coming to Dublin. You know, I mean, any excuse to come to Dublin. And so it's a live coaching event one day, and it's called Change Your Life. So it's about getting control of your thoughts and your emotions, so running your own brain. It's also about overcoming self-sabotage and any limitations that are holding you back. It's about creating a success mindset. It's also moving beyond fear and becoming much more confident and motivated, and also having a creative ideas about the sort of future that you want to have. So it's everything that I would do with you if we were in a personal session together to upgrade the software in your mind and to make your life better. It's just there'll be a few, might be like 100 other people there. So it's still a fairly intimate event. It's a one-off with me in Dublin, and it'll be a heck of a day as well. well. We'll have a lot of fun.
Amazing stuff. So it's Change Your Life. It's Saturday, March 14th at the Aisling Hotel. Tickets are on sale now. But before we let you go, Paul McKenna, what is it you love about Dublin?
Well, first of all, I've got a lot of friends in Dublin, right? And I've been coming to Dublin for over 30 years. And it's I believe you guys call it the crack, right? the atmosphere. You know, funny story. When I first came to Dublin, you know, my friends and promoter and everyone said, we're going out tonight, the crack will be good. And I went, look, I'm a broad-minded chap, but that's a ghetto drug, you know. And they all fell about laughing. You know? So the crack, definitely. Also, the Guinness. And then things like, you know, the restaurants, just the general vibe of it. I mean, it's like nowhere on earth. It's one of the greatest places in the world.
It really is. Yeah, it's a brilliant city. Yeah, Paul McKenna, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.